Samíru Súleman fyrir leikmann í á fleiri liða til mig í smá spjall, hún með hérna spennandi og bara skemmtilegt verkefni í gangi. Við ætlum að taka þetta viðtal á ensku. Welcome Samíra, how are you doing today?
Thank you and I am very fine.
We're here to mainly talk about the project you're doing. So just first of all, just tell us what's it about?
Okay, so Samíra Súleman Foundation, it is something that I have come up with that I want to, it's the mission is just simple, to use football as a tool to make a positive impact in the community and also to promote social change.
Mm-hmm. And you're going back home for Christmas with some stuff, football boots and shirts and things like that. That right?
Yes, that's what I mainly go with. Just like I said earlier, I use football as a tool to make all this change in the community and to make people, the younger generation, happy. Because of my profession, I try to be a role model to the next generation, inspire them to know that whatever they are doing, they should continue doing it well and they can make it. It doesn't matter where they are coming from, they can do it. But I do all this through football. So basically, whenever I am going home, I try to gather all football stuff, football shoes, football itself, almost everything that can make kids happy. I gather them and then go and give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. So how long have you been doing this for?
It's been a while I've been doing it, but I started coming out last year for people to come on board to help in this good project.
Mm-hmm. So people from last year, I saw some pictures, there was kids in Ghana and IA shirts and things like that. So people, they really like helped you, they gave you shirts and boots and stuff like that.
Yes, a lot of people from Iceland help very well, especially people in Akranes. They have come on board very well to make this project an amazing one. They donated a whole lot of stuff. Even when I was back home, they were still donating back here for me to take it. So they really made it more fun and they accepted the project and they are doing everything possible to make it well.
Mm-hmm. So how was it just for you to go back home with all the stuff last year and see the smiles on the kids' faces?
Such a special one. It's to make impact in kids' life and or to just inspire others is almost the best thing anyone can do. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to try and do it in his or her own little way just to help the community or to help the next generation. So basically, that's what I am trying to do.
Mm-hmm. The project, it's really important for you.
Very important for me, because I have always wanted to give back to the game that gave me everything. Football has done a lot in my life, and I think that whatever that I have been having in football, whatever experience football has given me, I have to also give back to the next generation or give back to my community because they've played important part in my career growing up. So I think I have to, it's a responsibility on me to also give back to the society.
Mm-hmm. You're going back home in mid-December. How's it going so far, like collecting the boots and shirts and everything you're going with now?
So far it's been very good. I am now going to put flyers out there for people to know more about that I'm doing again this year, so they should come on board to come and help me. So maybe through this interview, it's going to be huge this time around, because I know this footballer.net is a big one in Iceland and everybody is going to see it. And I know, and I believe in Icelandic people, that they always want to help a good cause, and this will be a very big platform for me to, for people to get to know what I'm doing.
Mm. How can people just like get in touch and help you with this and just give back?
I am on all social media platforms, and also they can contact IA direct, and because they have been in collaboration with me doing this. So once they contact IA or they contact me myself on social media or email or everything, I think they will get me and donate whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm. How much are you hoping to go back home with?
I can't estimate. I have a lot of kids back home. A lot of kids are waiting for this special day. So I believe I will get a lot, and then I can also find a way to take it back home and give it to these kids.
Yeah. Have you made any plans on how you're going to get the stuff to Ghana?
Normally, I go with it when I am traveling. But last season, it was a lot, and I have to pay a lot of extra luggage. So this time around, I am going to put it out there for anybody who can come along to help, or corporate bodies or individuals who can help, so I can maybe transport it through cargo. That will be amazing for me.
So if anybody out there wants to sponsor your travel with all the stuff, they can get in contact with you and help you out.
Yes, I am pleading with, like I said, corporate bodies, individuals who is ready to help this good cause. Please help so I can take this stuff to the kids back home.
Mm-hmm. The kids in Ghana, it means a lot for them to be able to get these shirts and boots and everything, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And coming from somebody like me also gives them hope that, yes, we can also get this stuff from someone who was with us here, and through football, she has made it to the highest level. And then, so it means a lot to them. So with this, they believe and know that once they also play well, or they also behave in a good way, in the future, they may also be able to give back to the community just like I am doing. Mm-hmm. So it means a lot to them. Some of them do not have these shoes, mm-hmm. and getting this means a lot. Some of them also have the aim to play to the highest level. They want to be football players. Mm-hmm. So with this, it will help them to continue their career.
Mm-hmm. It helps them, as you say, it helps them also see that there is a dream out there that you can go, even if you don't have maybe the best facilities, or maybe if you don't even have shoes, you can still reach your dream and play football on the highest level.
Exactly. I went through that. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I am a big testimony of that. Mm-hmm. So I serve as this big role model to inspire them to know that it doesn't matter where you are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Go with it. Whatever that you want to achieve, the dream is there, go for it and you can do it. But I think because I didn't get it, now if there is a way or there is a chance for me to help them get this boot, probably if I had it, I would have been in more higher level.
Mm.
So now I believe that with the little help I can, these kids may go higher than me,
mm-hmm.
in their career. So I think this is special to me and to the kids as well.
Mm-hmm. It's also important, you know, the football boots and shirts and everything. It's really important, but it's also important for you to go there and talk to these kids and show them like who you are and where you've gone in your career and everything.
Exactly what I have been doing. Mm-hmm. With the program, we always start with a talk, you know, letting them know, like I said, inspiring them to know that, yes, the future is bright out there. It may be cloudy now, but there is always light at the end of the tunnel. So I am that big role model to these young ones, and I want to always continue to be to them.
Mm-hmm. How was it when you were growing up in Ghana? How was it, you know, for you to go where you are today, to go where you've been, to play in Iceland for all these years? Just how did you make it?
It's been fun and difficult as well, but yeah. Growing up in Ghana, it's a bit, the society doesn't really accept women playing football when I was younger. But I was a bit lucky because my dad used to play, so I got a bit encouragement from him, but the society was a bit obstacle. Yet, due to my family background, I was able to sail through all these difficulties to get to where I am. It was tough, it was challenging, but yeah, life itself is challenging. So I am glad I was able to make it this far.
Mm-hmm. Is it more acceptable now for women to play?
Yes, it is more acceptable now. The women football is really growing and the visibility is very high now. And some of us are testimony to it, that if you allow your girl child to play football, obviously the future is bright for the girl child. Now there are scholarships, there are a lot of teams in Europe buying players from Africa and everything. So I think now the visibility is more out there for the parent to see and for the society to also believe in the girl child who is playing football, that allow your child to just play.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she wants to be, just let her be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you were growing up, did you have all these things like boots and shirts and...
Not really. I didn't. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah.
It was difficult. I was playing in my school shoes and a whole lot of stuff. But yeah, I remember my teacher bought me one shoes because he saw that I could play football. So he bought me football shoes. But normally I was playing in my school shoes. All my shoes were ripped and everything. And it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, so it's... As I said before, it's great for you to help the next generation because you understand how it was when you were growing up.
Exactly.
Yes. And then, what, in 2015, you came to Iceland for the first time to play for Víkingur Ólafsvík.
Yes.
Just how was your journey from Ghana to Iceland? How did you make your way to Iceland, so to speak?
It was a beautiful journey. I had a friend who came here to play for Víkingur Ólafsvík.
Yeah.
And the coach asked, do you know any player who can help the team? And I think my friend suggested me.
Mm.
Then Ólafsvík contacted me. That's where the journey started.
Mm. Was it a surprise?
It was, actually. They didn't know a lot about Iceland. So from there, I just went online to search for Iceland. And then, but like I said, it was a bit difficult back home and other stuff. So obviously this was an opportunity for me to change the life of my family as well.
Mm.
So quickly, I did not think of it twice. I just accepted the offer to come to Iceland and play. And also to get experience on another land.
Mm-hmm. When you got the offer from Ólafsvík, were you playing like professionally back home or...?
Back home, it's always been football for me. So though the league is not professional, but it's always been nothing else but football. So I always say I was a professional. Yes, but then I came here and it was kind of semi-pro.
Yeah.
So.
And you joined Ólafsvík. How was it just to land in Iceland after, you know, living in Ghana? I can imagine it's a bit different to come to Iceland.
Yeah, very big. The cold... Everything was big, language barrier, everything. But this is one special thing about football. Football has its own language, so it doesn't matter where you're coming from, you still connect with the people so fast once you are in the football ecosystem. So I didn't find it difficult that much.
Was it not difficult to adjust maybe to the weather?
Obviously, it was difficult, obviously, from 26, 28 degrees coming to -5, -9 sometimes. It was difficult. But yeah, like I said, I was determined to change my family background. So I had to do it for the family.
And did you, playing in Iceland, did you manage to, you know, help your family out?
Yes, it's been amazing. Yeah. Now I have helped my family through football. So I think... It's been a good journey so far.
Mm-hmm. And while you were playing in Ólafsvík, I think I read you got sick. How was that for you? Was it difficult?
Yes, it was difficult. All I wanted was to play football, and I didn't even know I had such sickness until, you know, that when in the start of every season we have to do this medicals and everything. So that's when I found out I have something, and then I had to take care of it. So at that particular moment, it was very challenging. I was sad. It was difficult, but I had no control over it than to take care of it. So I had to be mentally strong for it, and then through. Yeah, but. Yeah, I went through it, and now I am fine.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing good now?
Yes, I am very fine now.
Yeah, and you got back on the football pitch after it, so that must have been a great feeling.
Yes, that was a special feeling for me. I thought it was going to be the end of my career when I was diagnosed of that sickness, but I was able to go through the surgery and everything was fine again. I was able to play, so it was a special moment for me.
And then you managed to play in Iceland for a couple of more years, a few more years, and you played for a lot of different clubs. You played for Afturelding Fram, then you played for Sindri in Höfn, and then for IA. You got to experience a lot of the country. You could see a lot of places.
Yes. Yeah. It's always good for you to change environment a little bit. So I thought, and I, like I said, I want to experience stuff and I want to give myself different challenges. So whenever an offer comes, I try to look through it and then try to move and see where the next stage gives me. So I always love those challenges. Mm-hmm. I want to challenge myself in every time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the last few years, you played for IA. Did you kind of find a home there in Akranes?
Yes, I think Akranes is a special home for food when it comes to football, and football has been my life. So I decided to stay in Akranes, and obviously I am growing now. So I try to find the next part of the career, and I think through Akranes, I am building slowly the coaching career as well. So I decided to stay there.
Was it difficult to stop playing?
Super difficult. Up to now, I have still not come to terms that I am not playing football anymore. But maybe with time, I will come to terms with it.
I remember when you were playing for IA, you scored that crazy goal. Just talk me through that. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was an amazing moment for me, and it was very special. I have been trying that sometimes at practice, sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes I get a touch on it, sometimes I kick it somewhere, but then, like I said earlier, I love challenging myself, so I always tell myself I was going to do it, no matter how it is. Then that moment come in the game, and then I hit that, and finally it went in. Yeah. So
for people who maybe don't know, I'm talking about the goal in 2022, one of the best goals I think that was scored that year in Iceland. Maybe even if you look further than Iceland, bicycle kick,
yes.
Amazing goal.
Yes.
So you as I said, you had been trying that for a long period before you scored it.
Yes.
Was that your favorite goal that you scored in your career? You scored many goals, especially in Iceland.
Yes, I did. But I think this, I will say, is my favorite because I have been practicing it for a while and finally I got it. So I think I will choose that as my favorite goal.
Yeah, you had a great career playing in Iceland. But as I said, now you started a new journey, your coaching career. How's that been going so far?
So far, it's been very good. Obviously, started with the younger group, decided to get my UEFA licenses, and now it's really going on well. I am coaching Femte Floca, 3D Floca, and Anna Floca, and I have a lot of good coaches around me, experienced coaches around me in IA, where I can learn a lot from. So I think I am on the right path. Mm-hmm. In the coaching career now.
Mm-hmm. And you're living in Akranes, which is of course a special place for football in Iceland. There's a big history with football over there. Can you just like sense it when you play in Akranes and when you coach in Akranes that there's a rich history with football there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. I have been to I have played few clubs in Iceland, and I think Akranes represent football. The kids, parent, everybody. You will, like I said, you look at the environment, you see experienced coaches, probably they are providing national team coaches and everything, so you could see their embodiment of football. They have that rich history of football. They love the game. People love the, you see old people coming out to watch games and everything, and the environment is just amazing for football.
Mm-hmm. So you're learning a lot. As I said, you're starting your coaching career. Are you learning a lot by coaching in Akranes?
Yes, a lot. Surrounded by experienced coaches, so you have people to look up to, and also have people to ask questions what you don't know and learn from them, learn their philosophy, learn their way of working, and it's a whole lot that I think I am learning from Akranes.
How's it just to live in a community where everybody is crazy about football?
Amazing. I am crazy about football as well, so perfect environment for me.
Yeah, with coaching, what's the dream for you? What do you want to do in coaching now that you've stopped playing and you're coaching? What do you want to do in the future?
Ghana national team.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Yes.
How's the Ghana national team now? How's it doing?
Very good now. Mm-hmm. We have qualified for the African Cup of Nations, and they will be going next year. So I think it is super good now. The girls are really playing well, so hopefully in the future I will take the team to World Cup.
Yeah, there's a lot, as I said, there's a lot of progress within women's football in Ghana, and the team is getting better.
Much better, super, much progress. Now, like, the visibility is a lot now. People are beginning to understand that, yes, women football has to be out there, and a lot of people are investing in it and they are believing in it. So I think it is really, there is much progression from when I started playing till now. I think the progression is extremely high now. Mm-hmm. It's really going on very well.
Mm-hmm. I also saw that you got a degree in football management, so it's also that you can like focus on in the future if you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, I had always wanted to stay in football.
Yeah.
So I believe that even as a coach, you still need some management skills just to manage the team and manage the individual as well. Mm-hmm. So I believe with that, I have gained that skill to do that. Mm-hmm. And I can also, in the future, when I'm done with coaching and tired, I can work within the FA.
There's been a lot of great footballers that have come from Ghana. One of those, Michael Essien. I saw that he was praising you on social media. Was it fun for you to see that when you got your degree?
Yes, like you said, it is not all those big celebrities who will celebrate your success with you. So if you find that one special person who has believed in your dreams and think that, yes, you are really doing well and could go further to post you on social media for everybody to see it, then it comes with such a special feeling. Mm-hmm. And I saw him in Denmark as well, so it was beautiful discussing about both of us, our progress, because he's also into coaching now. Mm-hmm. So it was beautiful having a conversation with such a big legend.
Yeah, is he like a role model for you?
Yes.
Yeah, he was an amazing player back in the day and played for Chelsea. Isn't he just like really big in Ghana for young people as well?
He is big in Ghana. Mm-hmm. Michael Essien is big, probably in the world as well.
Yeah,
so a lot of people look up to him. There are kids that have his name and everything, so he is a big person.
Mm-hmm. So it's really, really big for him to like celebrate you and show everyone what you are doing as well.
Yes, yeah. It is special.
Great, great honor.
Very, I really appreciate him for that.
Mm-hmm. Just maybe finally, life in Iceland, is it a fun life to live here and just, you know, coach and just live life?
Yes, I will say that for some years now, it's been my home.
Yeah.
So it's been fantastic. Yes, the weather will sometimes, you know, get you a little bit, get into your head. But yeah, I'm getting used to now and everything is going on well. Iceland is home. So. Yeah.
Do you, Do you see yourself maybe living here for the next couple of years as well, while you're like studying and stuff like that?
Yes, I have already decided on that. I am going to live here for a while and continue with whatever that I'm doing, because I think I will be able to gain a lot and learn a lot from here before I decide on the next move.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about it before we started the interview, you know, Icelandic. It's a very difficult language to learn. And there's a lot of words that it's difficult to say. How's it going along with you learning Icelandic?
Yeah, difficult. Difficult to speak, but at least I understand some of them, especially those around football. Mm-hmm. I understand most of them. So, but hopefully soon I will start speaking Icelandic.
So, all the football words, all those important words.
Yes, yeah. I understand that. And I can use to teach the kids, so it is okay.
Yeah. So just finally, with your project, is there like a deadline for people maybe to send in some stuff? When is the maybe last day when people would have to send you stuff before you go home?
I will say there is no last day.
Yeah.
Because even if you send it late or something, I will still take it and then keep it and send it. But I am asking people who wants to donate, or corporate bodies who wants to donate, to start now, so that I can start packing them and find the next way to send them home for the kids. Mm-hmm. So just send your donation, start bringing the donation. Yeah. I am pleading, whoever has something, football shoes, everything that's home that they don't need, please kindly send it to me.
Mm-hmm. So the kids in Ghana can have a great football Christmas.
Yes, they can. They can. Please. Corporate bodies, come on board to help this.
Já. Heyrið það, við hvetjum bara alla til að taka þátt í þessu frábæra verkefni, senda inn fótboltaskó, fótboltaföt, treyjur, alls konar. It's all kinds of football stuff.
All kinds of, yes. Yeah. Everything is welcome.
Já, allt velkomið. Og bara þeir sem vilja leggja þessu verkefni lið, bara endilega taka þátt. Þeir sem vilja styrkja Samíru að fara með þetta dóti í ferðalega til Ghana og þannig að gleðja börn í Ghana um jólin, bara endilega taka þátt. Þið geta haft samband við Ía sem að hjálpa í þessu verkefni og við hann að sjálfa öllum samfélagsmiðlum. Og já, bara takk fyrir að hlusta. Thank you, Samíra, for the chat.
And thank you for having me here. And hopefully we meet again after the donations and everything.
Thank you. Takk fyrir að hlusta.